from the very beginning, I don't trust anything that any of these people say because they don't know. And even if they do know, they're not very trustworthy. Used to be that rock and roll was about rock and roll. Now it's like you got rock and roll guys getting up on a stage telling you that if you don't take this vaccine, you're a terrible person. Our world is so insane now.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can we get some common sense all up in here?
Now we dance.
And now we dance.
All right.
Okay. So it's going to be an interesting show today because a couple reasons. First of all, as we have already talked about in our daily video, our daily dish, I got the vaccine and there has been some weird reaction to that.
Yeah, I mean, you're a terrible person. You're a terrible, awful person for, you know, doing what you want with your own health. I'm never going to listen to you again.
Right, some of that reaction.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's going to be an interesting show today because we have to talk about the liberal national media's massive flip-flop, collective flip-flop, on the fact that this virus originated in a Chinese lab.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
It's so weird.
It's so weird because we knew that a long time ago as conservatives.
Right. You know who said it first? Trump.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It's so weird.
You know, he's just like sitting in his like mansion somewhere going, what the hell? What in the actual hell, people?
I know. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into all these things. But first, I would like to share with everybody a lovely email that came from Miss Allie, who writes, hi, I don't know if it's available with your special code, but the MyPillow body pillow is the best thing ever. I ordered the pillowcase to go with it, and I have never slept better. I can't wait for Christmas so I can buy my lefty brother some MyPillow products. LOL. I love you two so much. I look forward to laughing and getting cranky about our wackadoodle country every day from Allie. And I think that our code
CHICKS
does, in fact, work on basically every product as long as you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and use that code.
I think it actually does work, Mark. I think it does work on everything. It works on the Giza Dream Sheets. It works on the My Slippers. It works on everything. I would try it on a dog bed. If you could try it on a dog bed, do it.
I think people have. Yeah.
I think you just need to try the code CHICKS.
And everything. For sure, I know that right now it works to get over 50% off of a set of towels.
Right. And then get your premium MyPillow today for only $29.98 with our promo code CHICKS. I'm telling you, the pillows are the bomb. I have three of them in my bed right now. Three. Not two. Not just one, like a normal person, but three. Because I have one on my head, and then I have one on each side, and then I'll kick one out of the way. And when my husband is there, I just still have like one on my side because I like to envelop myself in the pillow goodness.
Yeah. This is what you like to be all swaddled?
Mm-hmm. I like to be swaddled like a burrito. It's like a MyPillow burrito. So do it. Call them and visit MyPillow.com today. Do it.
Okay, so do you want to start with this whole switcheroo that the media has done on the origins of COVID? Because this is fascinating.
Let's do it. Because, I mean, for how long now? For like a year now, we've been like, this started in a lab. What I find really fascinating is that Fauci, the big giant liar that he is, he's Mr. Flip-Flop Extraordinaire, mm-hmm. right? He said at the beginning when people like us were like, but this could have started in a lab, you know, right? And he was like, no, I can't do an imitation of Fauci. Otherwise, I would, because I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt
my
throat.
You're going to hurt yourself. Yeah.
I don't want to hurt my larynx. And so, you know, when he was saying, no, it didn't happen because if you follow the steps and blah, 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 he said all this garbage and BS because that's all he ever does is spew BS out of his face. He went on and on and said, no, that didn't happen. And now he's saying stuff like, well, I mean, we probably should investigate.
Oh, do you think we should?
You think?
Do you think we should investigate that lab where you sent money to like a third party who then sent that money to the lab so that they can do all of this?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Maybe we should investigate. You jerk.
The worst part about all of this is that so many people were censored and even banned from like all the social media platforms for making this suggestion. Yeah. You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden the mainstream media is on board. They're like, yeah, it's looking like there might be some evidence
This
started in a Chinese lab.
Yeah. And the people who suggested it a year ago, they were conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that one Chinese chick that came out on Tucker that talked about it? Like, we never heard from her again. She disappeared like that wife of Scientology.
Oh, my God. Like, that's right. Miscavige.
Yeah. Shelley Miscavige, whatever happened to her? Same thing that happened to the Chinese chick. They're probably in the same place. Somebody asked Tom Cruise where this chick is.
For real.
I mean, seriously, like, what happened to her? For real, though, what happened to the Chinese chick that came out and talked about this kind of stuff? Because she was on Tucker, and then, like, have we ever heard from her again? Like, where is she?
I feel like she was on Tucker more than once, but it's been a while. And I remember the second time, you know, he was even asking her, like, are you in danger? Is your location hidden? And, yeah. I mean, yeah. She was like, she can't tell anybody where she is.
Yeah, you so in danger, hopefully girl.
hopefully she's still safe. It is incredible to just see because now, of course, on Twitter, so many people are posting side-by-side headlines, right? Here's what HuffPo was saying about Trump for suggesting that this originated in a Wuhan lab. Here's what they're saying today. So once Fauci says it, it's a whole shift in the narrative.
Yeah, because these people are sheep. They are literal sheep. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. This is why I don't trust anything that man says. I do not trust a word he says. That's why I just rely on myself. And when it comes to like vaccines and, you know, just everything, the masks, everything, just COVID in general, from the very beginning, I don't trust anything that any of these people say because they don't know. And even if they do know, they're not very trustworthy. This is the guy that they've put at the very tippy top of the food chain when it comes to this. He's paid the most of anybody in our federal government, which is just, it's horrifying. He's paid more than the president, which is disgusting. And he lies. I mean, he just like makes it up as he goes along. He might as well be a meteorologist.
He's got about as much accountability as a meteorologist for being wrong about the weather.
It's insane. Yeah.
I can't remember which outlet I saw say this earlier, but the excuse that they gave for calling Trump a conspiracy theorist or for banning other people who presented this as a theory, you know, last summer is that, well, when Trump said it, he didn't provide the evidence. And so we couldn't, you know, we couldn't go with that theory. Really?
Oh my God.
He couldn't present a possibility. He couldn't say what he believed was the origin without risk of being banned. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Donald Trump Jr. tweeted about this, too, and said it didn't suddenly become credible. It was always credible. It literally always made the most sense. I understand the desired narrative media always wanted, but didn't anyone think the most likely scenario was the virus magically originated feet from the lab that worked with it?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. If you are a scientist or you're a doctor, you're going to just say, okay, well, this is probably where it came from. Yeah.
Or at least recognize that it's a possibility. And
right.
Until we really get an investigation that actually happens, not
exactly.
That the WHO takes care of, because
exactly.
The World Health Organization is in bed with China.
And not just discounted.
Which is why Trump broke away from them.
Exactly. And not just discounted entirely. And meanwhile, we're back with WHO. Mm-hmm. We're back with WHO now because of Biden, which is also terrifying. So so now that this is out, what is Biden going to do? Is Biden going to say, oh, my God, we're in bed with them again. So what now?
Yeah. You know? Peter Ducey, of course, is the only person that will ever ask those hard questions to Jen Psaki. But he asked and her response was, well, we just need to let this investigation play out and we need WHO to be leading this investigation.
Oh, my God.
Like, well, how many people need to die in America for you to care about somebody else doing an independent investigation from the United States?
Unbelievable.
And, you know, she pushes back on his questioning instead of actually considering that maybe he is onto something. That is what we need to be doing.
Yeah. Independent investigation, indeed.
Yeah.
And it's like, and we should have been doing that forever ago. Right? God, these people are insane.
I know.
This is the thing. So, you know, you hear about, you know, this, and this is happening now. This is what we're about a year and a half in now. Is it? Are we about a year and a half?
A little over a year, yeah.
A little over a year now. So about a little over a year, we've been dealing with this crap, right? And so all the stuff has come out. We finally have a vaccine or several vaccines. Now we're in this world where if you don't take the vaccine, then again, it's like you're a terrible person, right? This is what I hear all the time now. You know, there are concerts. There's like this Vax Live concert with all of these people. You got the freaking Foo Fighters. It used to be that rock and roll was about rock and roll. Now it's like you got rock and roll guys getting up on a stage telling you that if you don't take this vaccine, you're a terrible person. Our world is so insane now. So they do these Vax Live concerts. You know, you got all these people. I see posters. It's like this propaganda thing telling you if you don't take this vaccine, then you don't love the person next to you. You know, you don't love
your fellow American. Or Jimmy Kimmel will call you a freeloader.
But why a freeloader, though? What is that? What
because he says, because if you don't do your part in getting the vaccine, then you're just relying on herd immunity from those people who did get the vaccine, which makes you a freeloader. This is actually happening. Like, that's what he's actually saying out loud.
All right.
It's insane.
Then I'm a freeloader then, I guess. I'm a freeloader. Guess what? I've paid my taxes since I was 13 years old. If that's what I get out of paying my taxes and never taking a handout, okay, I'm a freeloader then. It's my
it's
time for a handout, Jimmy.
It's such an arrogant and condescending thing to say. Like Rand Paul, for example, perfect example, someone who had COVID. He is a physician and he is saying openly and proudly,
I have natural
immunity and I am not going to take this vaccine, period.
Are you saying that Jimmy Kimmel is not a physician? Is that what you're saying?
Brace yourself.
I can't believe you're telling me right now that he is not in the medical community and that the Foo Fighters aren't either.
It's amazing, right?
I can't
thought they all had doctoral degrees, but it turns out they don't.
I thought that J-Lo was a doctor. Completely shocked by all of this.
It is shocking. Now, what J-Lo does have, though, is amazing skin. And I don't know what she uses, but I can tell you right now that I suspect it's Chamonix.
You think it's Chamonix? I think she may use Chamonix, too.
It may be Chamonix because Chamonix has a line in its product line called GenuCell, which uses this amazing plant stem cell technology, especially in their eye cream, which can get rid of like puffiness and bags if that's a thing that you have. But like their entire skincare line has changed my life.
Yeah,
I love it.
We have a testimonial. You want to hear it?
Ooh, yeah.
Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love the product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. I use the XV cream and I use their jawline cream because I don't want to put all the injectable crap in my face. And so I'm just afraid to do that. It's like you do you, but I'm just not going to do that. So yeah, I use it and I think it helps. I think it really, really helps me. I love it. And their XV cream is the bomb. So you guys get it. GenuCell. So go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. It's lovegenucell.com. And that's GenuCell.com/chicks. Do it today.
And enter promo code CHICKS. You get 10% off, you guys.
Chicks.
And if you get the most popular package, you also get that Zotique deep correcting serum that Daisy uses for free.
I use that under my eyes at night. It's fantastic stuff, you guys.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what J-Lo uses, but I'm just speculating.
Yeah, she's just not a doctor.
No, she
just
is not
a doctor, you guys.
A doctor. Yeah. And speaking of putting stuff into your body that you don't want to put into your body.
Yeah. So that would be you. That would be me.
So again, and I got all kinds of crap for this. All kinds of people came at me. Back up.
So you went and you got an antibody test the other day because you wanted to see if you had antibodies. You went to Kroger, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went to Kroger to get this done. And so you did. You and your husband both went because you had COVID and you're like, I want to see if there's any antibodies left. And I'm like, well, this is cool. Go see. And it turns out you had.
That's the whole reason, right? Like I'd even said, if I have antibodies, there's no way I'm ever getting this vaccine because why? Why would I do that? I would be like Rand Paul. I would have all the natural immunity. But I thought if I don't, because that's the question for people who've had COVID, how long do their antibodies last? There isn't consensus on this. It's probably different for everybody. And so I thought, you know, I would be more convinced to take the vaccine if I found out I did not have any protection or natural immunity left. I don't know when I'll take it, was my original thinking. But if I don't have any natural immunity left, I would be more
inclined to take the vaccine. And right. so we went, and my husband figured he'd have antibodies too, just from being around me. You know, he assumed that he had had COVID too. He did not have any antibodies, and I had only a trace amount left, is what I was told. I have a very trace amount left. And so that day at the Kroger, they were offering the J&J vaccine, which was the one that I was more inclined to take because it's just one and done. And because it didn't use the new mRNA technology, which I don't know enough about to feel comfortable with. And then so I thought, well, this is a sign. Maybe we're here in the right place, right time. Let's just go ahead and do it. And we did it. And I had no idea how much of a reaction that would cause.
Yeah. Okay. So when you took it, just also when you took it, the shot itself, from what you told me, was really, really owie. Like it really hurt going in, which a lot of, at least in my experience, when I get immunizations, they don't hurt going in. You get a poke, you may get a little soreness like afterwards, but like going in, it doesn't feel like, you know, you're Pepper Potts in, you know, Iron Man 3 getting that shot of like fire going into your arm, you know? So like that was a little alarming to me when you told me that that happened to you. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit weird. I mean, it could have just been obviously happened to you. Like everybody's different. Everybody reacts to things differently. And so that's just how you felt when it went in. I thought, okay, that's a little bit weird.
And my husband didn't have that reaction. Like, right. He didn't think it felt weird. Now, it was weird because the technician who did our shots said, this hurts going in. So, I mean, she told me beforehand, she was like, this hurts going in, FYI. Like, this is what I hear, is it hurts going in. The weirder part, though, was that it hurt for several minutes after, and I could feel the goo, like,
the medicine
working through my arm. And that was super weird. That was super weird.
That's a little bit weird. Okay, so then fast forward, you know, a couple hours after that. How did you feel after you took it a couple hours later? Were you like, that was awesome, I'm so glad I did it?
No, I had immediate irritation while I was getting it, while we were waiting to get it, while I was getting it, and immediately after, I was just super irritated, and I felt manipulated, and I felt pressured, and like I felt compelled to do it in a way that I didn't like. Like I just was irritated. In fact, I texted my mom right away because I knew she wanted me to get it. You know what I mean? So I was like, well, at least my mom will be happy, right?
Right. And I was like, that's right. You're like, I hope you're happy.
I didn't say that, but I was like, I just wanted you to know that Ron and I both got the shot and we're both really pissed off about it. So
I
did tell her that. And then about 4 or 5 hours later, I started feeling like just neck soreness, like I just needed a massage kind of. And then the next day when I woke up, both of us, we felt like we'd been run over, like we'd been hit by trucks. It was awful.
That sucks. Yeah. Okay. So then you did that on Saturday. So it was Sunday that you felt like crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we did it live for our insider group, our Chicks on the Right insider group that night. And you were so wiped. I mean, I could just tell you were so wiped out. She's very, very tired, y'all. So she went to bed early. I mean, we did it at 7 o'clock. At 7:30, she was like, I'm going to bed. She went to bed at 7:30 and woke up the next morning. Then you're fine on Monday. You're fine.
Yeah, mostly fine. Like by Monday morning, I was about 90%. And by the end of the day, for sure, I felt completely 100% back to normal.
Right, right. So then you were fine. Okay. And then you started reading all the stuff. You know, the comments, first of all. But then also, I know you probably got online. You're like, oh, my God, am I going to die from this?
Well, I wasn't looking for that information, but it came like right at me. Right. So like I immediately see this video of that Dr. Luc Montagne, like the French virologist who discovered HIV.
Right.
And I see that his video, just a couple minutes of him talking about how everyone, no matter which vaccine they chose to get, every single person that has been vaccinated for COVID-19 is going to die in 2 years.
Every single
one. Okay, great. That's fantastic. Okay. It would have been helpful for me to watch this before Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is I feel like that's a little irresponsible, maybe a lot irresponsible to say out loud. I mean, there are, what, millions of people now who have been vaccinated?
Yeah, hundreds of millions.
Mm-hmm. Right. So think of all the people who have been vaccinated. So he's basically saying, so 100 million something people of you are going to die within 2 years. Congratulations.
What am I supposed to do with that now?
Right.
Like, that is alarming.
I just feel like that's a very, very irresponsible thing to say out loud. And again, I go back to the whole, how does he know? He doesn't know. It's not only is it irresponsible, but it's like, listen, he may be a brilliant guy, but I don't I don't care. He doesn't know. These guys, these people don't know, Mock. They don't know. They don't know what they don't know. And we have all these people that think that they know the things. They don't. I mean, the only thing that we really do know now is that this freaking thing came from a lab. That's what we know. And then nobody can actually put a stamp on that and say, this actually happened. Now, can we be pissed?
China's not going to give us any data.
But this is my thing. It's like, we know that that happened. Can we put a stamp on it? And can we be pissed off at China once and for all and just say, you know what? They screwed up. Now, can they apologize? Can they at least like fess up and apologize for the fact that they have completely like caused all of this madness? Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact that there was a rocket that almost hit us and killed us all a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
I mean, nobody cared about that. But I mean, that aside, they unleashed this hell on us over the past year and several months, and we're still living in this hell. I have a kid that finally was, you know, she told me the other day, we're moving to Texas, and in her school district, thank you, Jesus, she doesn't have to wear masks next year to school. I'm so delighted by that. But the fact that I have to be delighted by that, I have to be delighted that my kid is not wearing a mask to school next year. She should never have to wear a mask to school. It's freaking America. Like, the fact that I have to be grateful for that, suck it.
I know.
I shouldn't have to be grateful for that. This is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. And China caused this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
absolutely. It's absolutely. Like, you know, the one good thing, I guess, about hearing people's reaction to me making a personal medical decision is that there have been people who have been like, finally, somebody is expressing exactly how I feel about getting the vaccine. Right. Like,
right.
I got it. And I also am super mad that I felt like I had to get it. And that's
right.
not how I should feel about getting a vaccine.
No, you shouldn't.
So, yes, for those people, I am your voice, if that helps. I mean, in some small way, I'm glad to be that voice, because that isn't something that you hear a lot. You hear from people who are like the first in line the second it was available. That
yeah,
they were super excited.
They have stickers and they changed their Facebook profile. And it's
exactly.
like, look, I got vaccinated. Look, I'm in the circle. I'm better than you. Look how awesome I am. And if you don't do it, and I'm going to shame you if you don't get vaccinated. Screw you.
Or you get the other extreme of people who are like, I'm never getting this vaccine.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Because I don't trust it at all.
Right. How about everybody just shut up and do what you want to do?
Yeah.
You
I mean, just like give everybody some grace about making that decision for themselves.
Right. Because, I mean, I don't remember when, you know, but listen, first of all, this is not a regularly approved vaccine. It's emergency
right.
use only. OK, so it's hard to even compare it to the flu vaccine. I can't compare it to the flu vaccine. But when I would get vaccinated for the flu, and I did that pretty much every year, and I do it pretty much every year because it's regularly approved. OK, it went through all the necessary channels to be approved. Anyways, when I did that, I didn't get on Facebook and be like, look, you guys. Look at me in my circle on Facebook. My face is in a circle. I was vaccinated for the flu. I mean, did we all do that? No, we didn't
no,
do that.
No, it's insane how people have treated this. And
it's
the incentives that people have been offering for
so
those
dumb.
Who have been vaccinated. It's just all
like
insane.
De Blasio giving out burgers and fries. I don't want your burger and your fries. It's so dumb. Yeah.
Speaking of people getting stuff for free, that's basically all that Biden promises all the time. Listen, I'm going to take care of your student loans. I'm going to take care of your housing. I'm going to take care of this and that, and I'm going to do all the things. That is how leftists win, by promising all the free crap. And Biden is a master at it.
Right.
And this is why I want to be able to control at least $16 per year of my own money. And that's why I send it straight to AMAC for an AMAC membership, because I know with that $16, AMAC is actually fighting for causes that matter to me. And they're fighting the good fight against socialist policies.
That's right. That's right. We love being members of AMAC because they actually do things, you know, in Washington, in the country, that are things that we believe in. And it's kind of like what you say. It's things that we feel like we have control over, because, man, that's $16. Think of the money that we spend $16 on. I mean, three lattes is what I compare it to every single month. So we stand with AMAC, and we hope that you guys will too. Stand with us today, the chicks, and join at amac.us/ chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. So many benefits of membership, you guys. So many benefits. They don't come out with all those stupid mailers like, you know, other people do. You know what I'm talking about? They have one magazine, but not the stupid mailers. But they have wonderful benefits of membership. The cause is even greater. So join today at amac.us/chicks.
Normally, this is the part of our show where I would be delighted to tell you about all the amazing people who've written reviews on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. However, that system is borked right now when it comes to our podcast. I don't know what they've done, but you can no longer find us in a search. Now, if you've downloaded and subscribed to us, you can absolutely listen to our new episodes, but you cannot find the older episodes and you cannot get to the review page. They are working on that. But in the meantime, you can find this podcast and subscribe on any multitude of podcasting platforms.
Yes, do that. And you can find us on all the places. ChicksOnTheRight.com is the one place, the one-stop shop where you can find all of our things. And then we're on all the social channels like Chicks on Right, which is at Instagram, at Twitter, at Rumble, at Parler. We're at all the places. So you can go find us at Chicks on Right, all those places. Where else, Mock?
Facebook at Chicks on the Right, our website, ChicksOnTheRight.com. And if you want to be in a troll-free zone with some other amazing like-minded conservatives who love our show, then the Chicks on the Right Facebook Insiders group is where you want to be. Oh, show.
Yes, you guys have a fantastic week. We will talk to you next week, and it'll be after Memorial Day, so have a wonderful Memorial Day.
That's right.
Bye! Bye.
America is opening up. More people on the left want to decriminalize shoplifting, and the Wuhan lab theory is looking more plausible every day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Each day, we'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and hopefully leave you thinking and laughing along the way. Join us. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.